ओम शांति। 10th of January 2020 The effort for today. We are Brahmins who are to become angels. The experience of this combined form will make you an image that grants vision in front of the world. By walking and moving around with the awareness of being a Brahmin who is to become an angel while in the physical body and playing a part in the physical world, you will experience yourself to be a companion of Father Brahma, an angel of the subtle region, one with an avyakta form. So Baba is saying, we are Brahmins and we are going to become angels. If you have this awareness of the combined form, you will be able to grant visions. You will become an image that grants divine visions. Means Sakshatkar Murt, the image that grants vision. And if you walk and move in this awareness that I am a Brahmin and becoming an angel, even whilst you are in the physical body and playing the part in the physical world, you will still experience yourself to be with Father Brahma, who is already an angel, and you are moving along with him as if you are the angel of the subtle region, the one who has got the avyakta form, who is above everything that is vyakt, everything that is manifest. So this feeling of being in that unmanifest form, so increasing this awareness more and more that I am a Brahmin and I am going to become an angel. Outside of the Eastern philosophy, more and more stress is given on angels. Especially if you see the Abrahamic religions, Christianity, Islam and Jewish religion, there is more and more talk about angels. And they say angels have got various functions, and angels are mentioned at different places in different literature of the world. The first function of the angel is they give a huge list of what angels do. They are the messengers of God. They come and they give a message. And you will find references in Bible for this at multiple places, that how the angels come, like it's shown Abraham and Sarah, the couple that is shown in Old Testament in Genesis, how the three angels come to them and they tell them that you are going to get a son. So they are the messengers from God. Angels are someone, are those beings. They are the links between humans and God. They are the forebingers. They are the harbingers of happiness. They are the messengers of God. So, it's shown that how the messengers came to Abraham, and it's told that yes, you will get son. The second function of angel is that they protect. the lovers of God, the believers, those who believe in Him, they protect. It's again shown in Bible, the Daniel, who is in the lion's den, how he is saved by that lion. So angels are someone who come and who save, who protect, who safeguard. And the third function of the angel is that they serve. They are servers. They are divine servers. They serve humanity. They serve almost all human beings. It's again shown in Bible that Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days. And during that period of fasting, He was tempted by Satan multiple times. And it's the angels who came and intervened and helped Him. There's a beautiful statement written in Matthew. Then the devils left Him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to Him. So angels come to minister us, to serve us. So there's a mention about angels as the servers of humanity. The fourth function of the angel is that they execute God's judgment. If somebody is doing something wrong, angels come and they punish also. That's also given. And the fifth function of the angel is that they praise and worship God. So it's mentioned at multiple places that how angels are praising the Lord. Day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and is to come." So angels are messengers of God. Angels protect. Angels minister us, praise and serve us. And angels, they praise God. And what is the fourth one? Angels punish also. So these are the few functions of angels which are given. So this concept of angel, it's not there in Hinduism, but if you see Abrahamic religions, it's widely that multiple times it is shown how the angels are descending from heaven, coming down, helping human beings, even the prophets. So angels are divine beings. Angels are divine creations. Angels are messengers, divine messengers. They travel and they protect, they help, they serve, they praise. They are the link, as I said, between God and human beings. So there is a lot of mention about angels, but who are these angels, from where they come, and what is their origin? That thing is not there. There's a huge study of angels, angelology. So they have given the hierarchy of angels. The highest angel, archangels, and multiple. There's a huge chart about angels. So now this secret about angels has been revealed by God Himself, which nobody else has taught till now. It's God alone who can tell who is that angel. Those angels which are mentioned in scriptures. And Baba says, who are those angels? We. There are references of angels at multiple places. How angels have come and helped people to move towards God. And one of the examples had happened near the Utah River in United States. It's icy river. Once a car got overturned in this river, and the rescue team had come and was searching the car, and there were four men. They were the Spanish Fork Police Department, and these four men did not know where is that river and where that car. And suddenly, all four of them hear a voice, help, help, help. And they don't understand where this voice is coming from. And when they reach this river, and this icy river, and they find that the vehicle is drowned, the car is overturned, it's upside down, the father, the driver of the car, is already dead. And they try to flip the car, and they find there is a small girl, 1.5 year old, Lily. And she is lying unconscious, so definitely the voice was not coming from her. And they also find her mother, who was trapped and is almost dead. So, three persons, father, mother and the baby. And these people, all four of them, this police squad, they hear the voice, help, help, help. And they don't understand where this voice is coming from. And yet, the baby is alive. She is not dead, though unconscious. And she is rescued. So, they understand that there is something higher which had happened here. It is not just there was some higher being, as if some angel helped them to reach this place. Otherwise they were groping somewhere in at other place. They didn't know that the car is there in that icy river. One of them, Tyler, he says that, I feel this event had happened for me because I myself had lost my closeness, connection with God. And this event helped me to reconnect myself with that divine power. When I understood that it is the angel alone, because there was no one who was visible in that area. So they feel that, as I said, all four of them heard that voice, help, help. So they conclude that it is some angel who helped them go near to that river and rescue that baby who was almost dead. So Baba is saying that there are hundreds and thousands of stories about angels, how angels have come and helped people when they were totally lost, and we are those angels. So our work is also the same as that of angels. First, we are the messengers of God. So we have to send His message to the world. We are the servers of humanity. We serve the whole world. And that is our job. We protect. We are the protector of humanity. They also mentioned about punishment. Let's forget that at present, because Baba himself is going to take the form of the Supreme Justice or Subjugator later on. And we are those who come in this world and they praise the Lord. So praise of God. So Baba says, increase the awareness that you are Brahmins now, but soon you are going to become an angel. An angel means those who stay away from the body consciousness. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you will not get hurt if you are soul conscious. Maya will not hurt you if you are in remembrance. If there is a hurt, probably you are body conscious and it's because of your own mistake, bhul. It's because of your own mistake. So, angelic stage is the stage of soul consciousness. And and do certain practices. That at present I am a Brahmin, and whilst in the body, I am experiencing the angelic form. In this body only I experience angelic form. I am not going out of this body. While staying in this body only, this is the soul. I am in this body. The soul, whilst in the body only, feels that I am an angel. So the soul is staying in two bodies. One is gross, one is subtle. So that is the first experience we can have. That I am an angel in this body, in this very body. The second experience could be, the five elements of the body are getting dissolved in the five elements. And what remains is soul. And then, the experience of the soul, which is devoid of gross body. And what remains is the subtle body. So that's the second experience. The third is, I go out of this body. The angel, I the soul, is going out of this body with my subtle body. Subtle body, angelic body, light body, astral body. Different names have been given to this subtle body. The garb of light, the body with shining dress, the transparent body. Other thing is, I am in the subtle world. I am an angel and I am in the subtle world, conversing with Baba, moving around, enjoying the avyakta land, enjoying the avyakta vibes, enjoying the silence. The fifth experience can be perambulation. Perambulation means parikrama. So we perambulate the whole earth and giving sakash. And then divine visions. Angels are those who give divine visions. Divine visions to the devotees, to the seekers, believers, and those who thirst for God, those who belong to other religions, and especially those three religions which have got very strong faith in angels. So, angels, they fly above. Angels, they move ahead. Angels, they don't stay on the earth. They walk above. Other experience can be that I am Brahmin sitting here and I see my angelic form coming from that side and it is getting merged in me. So I am in body, a Brahmin soul, and I see the angel who is walking, and as he nears me, I come to the conclusion, I come to know that this angel is none but me and this is my perfect form, devoid of all vices, and I am getting merged in that angel. So Baba said today, stay combined. I am a Brahmin becoming an angel. I am a Brahmin who is dropping the body becoming an angel. I am a Brahmin when whilst in the Brahmin body, I am an angel. I am a Brahmin, I see my perfect form coming towards me and getting merged in me. I am a Brahmin, I am the messenger of God. My task is to serve the world. My task is to circle around the world and give sakash, give divine visions, give powers, give vibes, give energy to the weakened soul, to those infirm souls who have lost hopes, to those disheartened souls who are thinking of ending the life. So my task is to fill the world with the divine knowledge, with the divine powers, with the love of God. What was yesterday's slogan? What? Well-wisher? What was yesterday's slogan? What we spread across the world, the light, Roshni. We are those pearls. We are those jewels, those diamonds who are well-wishers and they keep on spreading the light across the world. So angels are those pearls, those diamonds, those jewels who spread the light of good wishes. So, increasing this consciousness that I am an angel. One is that I have to become an angel. Another is that I am already an angel. If I say that I have to become an angel, it becomes an uphill task. What are the steps? How difficult it is? Then I have to give up so many things. But other thing is, I accept already that I am already an angel. There's a difference between I am an angel and I have to become an angel. The subconscious mind is very sensitive. Whatever you feed it with, the same thought will manifest. Subconscious is mind is like a soil. Thought is like a seed. And conscious mind is the gardener. Conscious mind is the gardener, the person. Subconscious mind is the land and thought is the seed. So the gardener will plant the seed in the subconscious mind by repetition, by visualization. And then this plant will grow. This seed will become a sapling. The sapling will turn into a plant. Plant will become a tree. A tree will become a majestic tree. And then nothing will hurt you, nothing will shake you. As Baba said in yesterday's Murli, if somebody shakes you, something shakes you, it is your own mistake. When you become soul conscious and when you are in remembrance of God, you don't get shaken, you don't get hurt. So, today's effort. We are Brahmins who are to become angels. Or to become angels. The experience of this combined form will make you an image, that grand vision in front of the world. By walking and moving around with the awareness of being an angel, who is to become an angel, while in the physical body and playing the part in the physical world, you will experience yourself to be a companion of Father Brahma. Whatever is the duty, job, or service of Brahma, the same way we'll be doing. An angel of the subtle region. Just as he is in the subtle region, we will also climb the subtle region and float across the world as angel, one with an avyakt form. Om Shanti.